This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. We are not the enemy of the people. That is the message being sent out this morning to readers of newspapers all across the country, a coordinated response spearheaded by the editorial staff at the Boston Globe and in response to President Donald Trump's frequent attacks on the media. The Globe reached out to editorial boards to write and publish their own pushbacks today in a show of media solidarity, and over 100 publications have signed up. One of the papers on board with the effort in Vermont is the weekly Addison Independent, and we're joined now on the line by the paper's editor and publisher, Angelo Lin. Angelo, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Certainly. Good morning, Mitch.
Why did you agree to this call by the Boston Globe to write and publish an editorial that pushes back against the president's characterizations of the press?
Well, I do believe it's part of the role of the press to inform the public of what's going on at all levels, in the community level, particularly at home and in the state, but also on this national level to get everyone to kind of focus on what Trump is doing with his messaging and how he directs anger towards certain groups of people. Racism is a big issue, but any enemy that he identifies, he demeans and he dehumanizes them in a way that makes them almost appear to be evil and somebody to defeat.
One of the points that you bring up in your editorial is that Trump's rhetoric is, quote, having an effect on the perceived freedom and democracy that we have as a nation. How is that playing out in your estimation?
Well, he's really trying to confuse the general public as in terms of what is true and what is false, but also just diminish that the trustworthiness and the integrity of news across the nation so that nobody can believe anything. And that's very damaging to democracy.
I wonder if there's a danger, and I think you just alluded to this before, but of falling into a kind of trap here in the sense that the press is expected to maintain as much objectivity as possible, and that by taking a stance here, and I know this is an editorial and that's what they're for, is to take a stance, but could this play into the president's hands and perhaps harden the views of his supporters that the press is really against him because this is part of a nationwide coordinated effort today?
Well, one of the hopes that I would have is that community newspapers across the country participate in that. And the reason for that is when you can be very critical of somebody that you don't know, the New York Times or the Washington Post or faraway places, it's a little different when you're reading something that your local editor of a local community newspaper says, because you've read that person, that editorial that he's written on the town select board or the town school, and you know pretty much where he's coming from. And if you've read somebody for 20 years, which is often the case in Vermont, you tend to form a bond and a trust with that writer. And so this is true across the country, and the more of those editorials that are written at that community level, I think the local people will look through that and say, you know what, I think he probably has a point. And I think that will undermine what the president has to say.
That's really interesting that you say that, because I wondered about that very thing. You know, this starts out with the Boston Globe making this call, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN. These are the big nationally known media outlets that President Trump has mostly attacked. Do you think, though, that those attacks that he's made, calling the press the enemy of the people, do you think that that does filter down even to local community papers like your own and has an effect perhaps on readers?
Definitely, I think it does. There have been reports from people that monitor press freedoms throughout the country that even at local law enforcement levels and local select board levels, people are starting to deny information to the press and be a little more belligerent than they used to be. That hasn't happened in Vermont. I think I noted in my editorial in this week's paper that in Vermont, I do think we're lucky not to have our leaders following in Trump's mode there. But I think it probably could happen in other parts of the country, and I hope local papers speak out against that.
Are you at all worried about the reaction from some of your readers to this editorial?
No. I think the insight here about just the motivation, his intent, why he's doing this, is something that people will recognize and understand, and I think they'll probably agree with it.
Angelo Lin is the editor and publisher of the Addison Independent. You can read his editorial about the pushback against President Trump's characterizations of the press and the media in the Addison Independent today. I want to thank you so much for the time.